Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Good morning and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. If you've heard us talking about the cash flow snowball, becoming a real estate retired, living the lifestyle, what do you do? What do you do if you're in a high-cost market where maybe the numbers just don't work, they don't make sense? Thinking about maybe on one of the coasts, East Coast, West Coast, typically that's the case there. Numbers don't quite work. Cash flow isn't quite there. Or even in some of the bigger markets in Texas, you may feel the numbers no longer make sense for you. Can you invest somewhere else then to build that cash flow that we talk about, to create that snowball, to become real estate retired? Maybe it's just an extra $1,000 a month, $2,000, $3,000. That snowball, it grows. Eventually, you're at $5,000, maybe $10,000 a month passive income. That's net to your pocket. Can you do that? You sure can. And what if on top of that, what if you're doing houses, single family houses? That's what I do. I'm in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And you want to self-manage those properties. And you're on one of those coasts or in another city or even across town. Yep, you can do that too. And I'm going to relate that to our recent situation, RB and my wife and I. If you've caught any of the past shows in the month of April, you know we've been traveling. We rolled out the RV bunker, I call it, and we've traveled a good 1,400 miles around West Texas, been doing the show from the road, and been managing our single-family portfolio from the road as well. And by the way, a big thanks to Mike Harrison for filling in last week. That leg of our trip took us down for about a week into Big Bend National Park, and as I anticipated, very little cell service, very little internet, no connection to be able to do this show. So thank you, Mike, for filling in. But we've been doing that. We've been self-managing our single-family portfolio from the road. And really, a lot of what we do is digital. So you can be in Dallas buying in Fort Worth. That's a long drive sometimes. I've got a house way over by Hewlin Mall. I'm north of Dallas, 50 miles door-to-door. You can do that. You can be in Dallas buying in Houston or San Antonio. You can be in Houston buying in Dallas, or on the East Coast, or on the West Coast, buying right here in Texas. We have a lot of members, in fact, that do that. And that's what we're doing, essentially, on the road, right? Managing from afar. One of the things I don't have yet, and I know they're out there, is a remote mail service, something that checks your mailbox for you. And we have a P.O. box, so when we got back, we got back yesterday to the Dallas-Fort Worth area after that. Boy, we set out April 1st. I got back about 3.5 weeks later, checked the P.O. box. You know what I found? It was stacked full of two things. Lots of letters saying, hey, I want to buy your house or your houses. And of course, county appraisal district value notifications. That's right. It is tax protest season. And I'll tell you what, for some of you listening right now, the protest window is actually just a few more weeks out. We'll talk about that here a little bit later in the show. But really, when it comes to managing remotely, it comes down to the model that you use, the model, the processes that you have in place, and as well, and very, very important, the team that you have built around you. And here we're talking about if you're managing single-family houses yourself, or maybe we're talking about small multifamily. You're an independent rental owner. You've taken down maybe a 5-unit, 8-unit, 16, 20-unit apartment complex that you're doing on your own, and you want to manage that from afar. Lots of folks do that. Of course, if you're a passive investor in multifamily, oh, there's nothing to do. And we're in a couple of multifamily deals. Didn't have to think about those at all. So that's what I want to talk about today is the notion of getting into investment property from afar. Live where you want, invest where you want is one of the things we say here at Lifestyles Unlimited. And you can absolutely do that. And again, we may just be talking across town. You know, I know folks here in the Dallas side of the airport that say, oh, I don't know, Fort Worth, Haltom City, Weatherford, ooh, that's getting kind of far out there. Well, you know what? It's not a problem. So give it a try. Hey, and if you have any questions today on this topic or anything else, the number here in the studio, it's 855 855-497-4335. Again, 855-497-4335. Or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. In fact, I have that open in front of me right now. Got that really stable internet connection now that we're back in the Metroplex. Although I will say, while we're traveling, we've got a pretty powerful cell modem that did great, allowed me to do the show. So technology drives a lot of what we're able to do as real estate investors these days as well. So let me tell you just our month of April in the RV from a real estate perspective, just to give you an idea of some of the things we were managing through as we were traveling. First of all, we enjoyed a lot of beautiful Texas real estate. Great state parks, great national parks, the dunes, cross the Rio Grande River there at Big Bend, beautiful stone formations, all kinds of great real estate. But aside from that, what did we do? Multifamily passive deals. Got a few emails and financial statements. March, close the quarter, nothing to do there. Give it a read. Very, very, very hands-off, very digital. Networked, again, digitally, online, with a number of investors and as well with by way of Lifestyles Unlimited webinars and some meetups. I talked about those on a past show as well. Now, operationally, what's been going on? Well, it's April. We just mentioned the tax season, and as well, we're moving into renewal season. So we sent out just seven of our portfolio are coming up at the end of May, sent out those renewal notices. So what did we do? Well, we ran comps. We put those emails together. And for those that have already responded, yeah, hey, we want to stick around, used electronic signing to get those renewals done. Checked as well the county appraisal district websites. I mentioned I got home, checked my P.O. box. It was just chock full of letters from the districts. But I already was ahead of the game there because they start to publish those in April. So I've started planning. Who took me up how much? A couple took me down. Can't believe that. I'm okay with that. But started to plan my tax protest strategies. We'll talk about a couple of those here later in the show. And then work through the process of a cash out refinance. I've mentioned this on a few shows. Fully throughout the trip, I've been pulling down documents from the internet, sending them to the underwriter, taking care of that process. We'll close that cash out next week. All done from the road. And we got one maintenance request. How do you deal with that from the road? We'll talk about that. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Andy Webb. Stay tuned.
Del Wamsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 and some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, and today we're talking about managing your rental portfolio remotely. And this is important for a lot of people out there, especially if you're outside of Texas. On the coast, you have those more expensive markets where you find these deals, you maybe speculate a little bit on appreciation, but there's no cash flow. And you know, one of our rules to investing is the deal has to cash flow. very, very important. That's what's going to get you to real estate retirement, is if you build up enough passive income, which is that cash flow. We're going to talk through some of the remote processes, but you know, this is something I experienced firsthand as we traveled for the bulk of April, just bumping around West Texas in the RV. So I want to share some of my perspective from our trip as a proxy for you when you start to think about how you're going to build your lifestyle. You don't want to create another job, right? We're getting into this because of its passive nature. So build your processes and your team such that it is hands off. And then you can do these things that we talk about on the show. And if you have got any questions for me today, the number here in the studio, it's 855-497-4335. Or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. And again, there are a lot of things we dealt with while we were on the road. Not much. You know, checking a couple of emails here and there, reading some financial statements from some passive deals that we were in, and a couple of operational items. Most notably, and this is what we'll talk about today, is the lease renewal process, because this is the season for a lot of us. Talk about that. And also preparing for the county appraisal district tax valuation protest season, because we are firmly in the middle of that. Very, very important. You don't want to miss that. That protest action on your part helps protect your cash flow for the coming year and down the road. I'll give you a couple of examples. So, and the maintenance request, got one of them. How do you do that when you're in Big Bend with very little internet access? We'll talk about that as well. And a lot of what we're talking about here comes down to the model that you use. The Lifestyles Unlimited model, in our case, is what really sets the stage for us for effective management, whereby whether we're nearby or afar or in an aluminum box out at a national park, right? Our trailer is it's metal sided. It's not the vinyl type, but you can do this. And part of the model, let's talk about that. Part of the Lifestyles model, let's go to the very beginning. You're buying an asset. You're buying an asset that, as we said, will cash flow. And you're buying it at a discount. Now, this is a distressed asset in most cases. Occasionally, we'll take down a deal that doesn't need much work because it cash flows out the door. Hey, that's fine. But a lot of the houses that we're buying, a lot of the apartments that we're buying, they do need some work. Okay, so we're getting a distressed asset, and we're getting it because it is distressed. We're getting it at a discount. Now, sometimes the asset itself needs the work. If it's a house, I can think of one of the houses we did. I had a number of windows broken out. Foundation was out of level. This was a 50s build. Needed to repipe all of the cast iron plumbing underneath. It was pier and beam. No problem. Easy enough. Roof was fine, and then all cosmetics. This sounds like a lot. It was one of our bigger rehabs, but very, very straightforward. Got it for a great deal. Very little out of pocket because of that work. And we're able to get that work done at a discount as well. So we're finding these distressed assets. Sometimes the seller is distressed. They're in a hurry. This particular deal was also a divorce situation, so they had added fire under them to get this done fast, with the divorce attorney in the background saying, get it done, get it done, get it done. We need to close this out. So sometimes the seller is distressed. Maybe the asset's in perfectly good condition, but we're going to go in, find that distressed asset, get it at a discount, and fix that thing up. We're going to fix everything that we think might break in the next 3, 5, 7 years, something like that. And we're going to get it rented out. And in the process of going through that fix up, what are we doing? We're applying the motto that we have at Lifestyles Unlimited, which is best product, best price. That best product is all that fixing up that we're doing. Water heater looks a little older. Go ahead and replace it. AC looks a little older. Hopefully you've bought right, got that in your budget. Go ahead and replace it. All the cosmetics we talked about, new fixtures, new lights, new appliances. It's going to save you down the road when it comes to that management side. So again, this is setting the stage for that effective and easier management. So we buy these things. We're putting the best product on the market as we go through and rehab it and fix that up. And we're listing it at the best price. And as a result of that, we're getting great people. We have a lot of people applying for our rental properties. And because of that, we can pick the cream of the crop. We put good people in there. And as a result of that, I'll tell you, if you listen to any shows going back during the pandemic, operators, members of Lifestyles Unlimited have been doing very, very well with their rent collections because they are doing, following the model, best product, best price, getting the best people in the door. And those best people tend to maintain their property as well. So let me give you, we're going to move on from best product, best price. I have another concept for you. I'm going to give you an analogy from the RV world. Anytime we're at a site, we spent, 5, 6 nights at Big Bend, it's time to break down the RV so we can move on down the road. Do we just start going about it willy-nilly? No. I don't want to be that guy that pulls away with his electrical power cord still attached to the RV and still attached to the electric pole on the site there. Or leaving my surge protector hanging from the electrical box. People do it all the time. So what do? We have a checklist. We have a process. In this case, it's on my phone, and it's got concrete boxes, about 20 or 25, that I just check through. Okay, check. Removed the electrical cable from the pole and from the RV. Stowed it. Check. Emptied the sewer pipes, the sewer tanks. By the way, who does that? My wife or me? Yeah, not my wife. And so on. Same thing we want to do when we get into our investment, rental investments. We want to put very good, very strong processes into place. And those are going to, among other things, not involve you being present for the process, as many or as few as is possible. And a very good process, I'll point out, for members at Lifestyles Unlimited is available on our portal, which is the Single Family Timeline Checklist. This walks you through the whole process of identifying, buying, rehabbing, getting rented a single family house. Very good process put out, lined out there for you already. So it's very, very important to think ahead as you build out your portfolio. What are my processes going to look like? And a good thing about being a member at Lifestyles Unlimited is we've got those processes. We've been doing this for 30 years. You don't have to spend a lot of time thinking about that because they're available to you. And on top of following the motto of best product, best price, putting good processes around every part of the operation, not the rehab, lease up, lease renewal, tax protest, that's a process, right? You want to have processes in place. You're also going to build a strong team. We're talking contractors. We're talking, good handyman. Very pivotal when you're managing from afar. Insurance and mortgage brokers, CPA, realtors, your mentor, that person that you can go to when you do have questions. When you're not sure, a new situation for you, not sure how to handle, go ask your mentor. They've probably seen it or worked with one of the other members that has dealt with that. And of course, you can't forget, and I have to stress, your peer network. Those people in your network that are like-minded investors just like you that are out there doing this as well. Great people to talk to. That ties back to the webinars and the meetups that we were able to do remotely on the road. Hear people's stories. See how they're operating. Ask questions. Hey, how did you handle this? How did you do that? Helps us steer our business better as well. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about maintenance. How on earth can you deal with maintenance on the road? Well, you got to be out of the process, don't you? So stay tuned. We'll talk about that.
And now a word on retirement from Del Wamsley.
The average person thought they'd retire at 59 and a half, 60. Then they said 64. Then it was 65. Then it was 66. Then all of a sudden they jumped right to 70. 70 is the new 59. 70 is the new 64. Then it was, hey, most people are going to work all the way into their 80s.
Do you really want to work in your 80s? Or would you like to retire in 5 years or less? Find out how on Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Good morning and welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, and today on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, we're talking about managing your property portfolio when you're not near those properties. For my wife and I, that meant this past month, almost all of April, traveling around Texas 1,400 miles in the RV, pulling the trailer behind us, seeing the great real estate Texas has, national parks and state parks, and managing from afar. And this is a proxy for you. When you're thinking about this, if you're thinking about investing in Houston, you're here in Dallas, or you're in San Antonio thinking about buying in Dallas, or you're on the coast thinking about buying right here in DFW or Houston, San Antonio, Texas, broadly. Great, great market. This is a proxy for you to think about. You know what? You can do this too. Now, the things we're talking about today are as a part of our self-management. We do self-manage. So when we hit the road for a longer period of time, we have to have good processes in place to manage that. As an alternative, you can always hand off your portfolio to a property manager. That's effectively outsourcing that entire thing. A great way to go. We have great property managers on our team as part of our Lifestyles Unlimited vendor hub. So if you are a member already, you can go out there and sort through, read the reviews and pick from any number of great property managers. And I'll also tell you, we've got a wonderful event coming up later this year in September. That is our Lifestyles Unlimited Wealth and Passive Income Expo 2021. That's going to be the first weekend in September, September 3rd and 4th. That's a Friday and a Saturday. That's a Labor Day weekend. So it's a nice long weekend if you are traveling from the coast to get here. And I'll tell you, at last year's event, I think I met more people from the coast or from out of state than I met in state. People from Florida, Virginia, Hawaii, California, Australia. I mean, people from all over the world, in fact, are coming to this event. It's the largest in-person gathering of successful real estate investors in the world. So it's a great place to meet people, to meet those peers that I was talking about ahead of the break that you can network with, get to know, become connected with, so that when you get in, if you've not already started, when you get into investing and you have a question, hey, how did you handle this? And of course, you can become a member at Lifestyles Unlimited as well and leverage the mentors. That's what they're there for. Again, that's going to be Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th. That's here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. It's going to be at the Irving Convention Center at Las Colinas. So right down the road here from me, I will absolutely be there. And if you're interested in learning more, go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. You can read about the program there. I don't know if they've published the classes yet, but I will tell you from a single family perspective, which is largely what I do, had a lot of great events last year talking about property management, talking about insurance, effective strategies for finding those properties, and so on. But you can learn more at that website, wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. If you are interested in registering, use my name for the promo code. It's Andy, A-N-D-Y, all caps. It's going to give you $97 off of any pass or any package. It essentially makes the general admission free. So be sure to give that a go. Again, promo code is my name, Andy. So thinking about managing from the road, we did have one maintenance request. And a lot of the DIY landlords, do-it-yourself guys and gals out there, thinking, well, how did you handle that? You're how many hundreds of miles away in a national park, almost into Mexico? That's when we got the request. We had very limited internet connection when we went down to the RV park headquarters there. And we just checked regularly, once in the morning, once in the afternoon when we were back from hiking, is there anything coming up? And sure enough, we did have a minor request. Now, I will tell you, how do you handle maintenance from afar, from the road? Well, above and beyond all else, you address it at the time of renovations when you do that rehab. Again, this goes back to our motto, best product, best price. When you're putting everything in new, repairing everything that could break in the near term, you're going to have fewer issues. And pretty much for all of April, we had one. Just one. And a lot comes down as well to what we talked about, team, having a good team in place, having a good infrastructure in place. And by the way, we're not getting into this today, but the renovations, the rehab, obviously can be done remotely as well with the right team, with the right people in place. That goes back to that team and that infrastructure. So we'll get to the maintenance question, but generally, what do we do from a process perspective? Well, we've done that best product, best price. We've repaired everything up front. And even though things may not be breaking, we do consider certain seasonal maintenance items. For example, getting our AC guy, our air conditioner guy, to get out there in the springtime. We'll have him get out there pretty soon here next month to prepare those AC units for the strong, you know, the heavy usage in the summer. And we do the same in late fall for the furnace. That prevents a lot of maintenance questions or items. And of course, a lot goes down to your processes. Again, when you're setting up your lease, you're going to stress maintenance requests have to be in writing. Somebody had tried to call me while we were out hiking, Balanced Rock in Big Bend. They're not getting through. I had no signal. So we get those in writing, preferably in email. Or if you're maybe you have a bigger portfolio, you may move to an electronic portal. If you're, you know, some sort of software package, get those in writing. Pictures, video, that's ideal. A picture is worth 1,000 words. Sometimes the folks that are trying to convey to me the problem don't quite know how to convey that to me. So that picture tells me a lot, or a couple of pictures. In fact, if they don't give me that, I'll say, hey, can you go take a couple pictures of what you're trying to tell me? Here's what I think you're saying, but let's just see. And then troubleshoot. You know, ask a few questions. Sometimes it's a very simple solution. And in fact, I've spoken with all of our main trades, for example, the AC guy, and said, hey, when this happens, what can I tell that resident to check first before I call you? Because they don't want to be driving across the Metroplex on an emergency call when it's a minor thing. Breaker flipped, something like that. So talk with your trades and say, hey, what can I do to troubleshoot this problem up front That's something you can do over the phone or over email. So we had a little bit of back and forth. Now, in our case, it was an issue with an appliance, and we did the troubleshooting. Didn't help the situation. So then it comes down to a decision. It's an appliance. Do I want to repair it? Do I want to replace it? Fixed up the property 7 years ago. You know, at this point, you send out an appliance repairman, you're going to have a service call charge on top of that. Most people I talk to say, at that point, just replace it. So you need to figure out that and put that as part of your processes. When do I repair? When do I replace in this example? And for us, what did we do? We just ordered online, arranged delivery, installation, done. Not a problem. So that's maintenance. How on earth can you deal with maintenance from the road or from Virginia or from California when you have your houses here in Texas? It's very straightforward when you have good processes, when you have a good fundamental education into those processes and how to apply them, and when you build a good team. So let's move on. The other thing I mentioned, one of the other things during our month of April travels that we started working on from the road is renewals. We are in our main leasing season. So we try to time our leases such that they end in April, May, June. That's when most people are getting into the market looking for their next home. That's when most turnovers happen. So I want to put my property on the market when the biggest pool of applicants is out there. Now, it's been an interesting season, I'll tell you, because there's not a lot of inventory out there, but there have been a ton of applicants. People are trying to get out of where they're living into something better. As a result of the pandemic, they realize where I'm at isn't working. I'm working from home 24/7. I need something bigger. I need a yard for my dog. I need a yard for my kid or my kids. So they're looking for something else. So we've seen a lot of demand, which works great. But what about when we're talking about just simple renewals? Well, first of all, you need to know your market, right? You need to know, well, when I make an offer to my resident, because that's what you're going to do. That's what this is an offer. Hey, you've been a great resident. I've enjoyed having you in my property. Here's what I can offer you if you want to stay on for another year. But it starts with knowing your market. How do you do that? Well, you need to know the comps in the area, the comparable leases. So what's leased in the last 90, 180, maybe 270 days? Again, not a lot on the market. So I can tell you from just my recent experience and looking at the market, I had a little bit of difficulty in some of our submarkets finding comparable properties that have leased in the past 90 or 180 days. So you may have to go back a little farther, maybe look at a little bit bigger square footage, but try to drill down and see what does the market show. If I'm at 1400 now, where's the market now? After a year, maybe I had a 2-year lease. Are they at 1500, 1600? How high can I go? And again, there's not a lot on the market, and that demand and supply matrix is going to drive that value up. So stick around. We're going to finish up the conversation on renewals and talk about that tax protest window. It's closing soon. Stay tuned.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you've never had the time. This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, back from our multi-week RV trip around West Texas. Again, big thanks to Mike Harrison for filling in last week. We're in Big Bend where there's no signal. You find these very odd pockets. You're driving down the road and suddenly your phone just starts pinging as it starts to receive texts, and then you're out in the dark again. And it was, hey, I welcome that. It was great. So how do we handle our properties on the road? That's what we're talking about today. And this, again, is a proxy for you as you build up your portfolio. If you're thinking about that lifestyle that you want to create, can you do that and self-manage from afar? If you're on the coasts, that's an important question, and you want to buy in a market like Texas or Georgia, in Arizona, where we're seeing great numbers, cash flow,
equity gain, and so on. Can you do it from afar and self-manage? You can. Now, you don't have to. Yeah, maybe you want to be even more hands-off. I mentioned this earlier. You can simply hire a property manager to manage those single-family houses for you. If you're doing small multifamily, you may have to get a property manager for your loan. Maybe you just want to go into multifamily as a passive investor. Then there's no involvement at all. One of the things we did during the month of April was review some of the financials and emails we got in relation to some of those passive deals that we've gotten into. From the road, easy enough. A little bit of internet here and there, pull down the documents, done. So we already talked a little bit about maintenance. How do you do that from afar or on the road in your case, Andy? Well, we talked through that. You can, if you missed any of the show, you want to go check that out later, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. All the radio programs are archived there as podcasts. So you can give that any of the earlier show a listen. And we're talking about some of the other things we've run up against right now as part of that month of April underway. And a big thing for us right now is the renewal window for a lot of folks right now. April, May, June, the springtime is when your current lease term ends and you have to start thinking about, do I want to retain this resident? Maybe you want to let them go. Now's the time to do that. You give them notice as per your lease. But maybe in most cases you want to keep them. Turnover, which is where one resident moves out and you've got to do the make ready and then find another one. That is our highest cost in single family and in apartments. So you got to weigh your decision. You got to weigh your rent increases. And ahead of the break, we were talking about, well, how do you even know how much to increase the rent? Or should you? Well, you need to do a market analysis. You need to do a market study and just look at the lease comps in your area for the past 90, 180 days, maybe 270. And again, as I mentioned, there are fewer out there. In some of the markets, I had to go very, very, very wide. I want to try to stay within that school district. That drives a lot of folks. I want to try to stay to my square footage. If it's a 1.5 bath, ideally I stick with that, but maybe I need to look at 2. You may have to adjust your criteria as you do that search for those comps or ask your realtor to do that for you. And what does the market show? If you're at 1,400 now, in the past year, it may have gone up to 1,560. We've seen some massive jumps. Now the question becomes, just because the market supports a $200 increase, do you want to do that? You risk pushing that resident out potentially. Granted, they may look around and realize, wow, that's actually a good deal. Keep it under the market and you'll have that best price, first and foremost. Something else you may want to do is look at those tax rolls. Well, they're starting to publish those new valuations. Now, you're going to get out there and protest those and try to get those lowered, but right now, that's the best information you have. If you look at Dallas County, I'm in DFW, Dallas County's published theirs, Tarrant County has published theirs, Denton County, as of yesterday, still had not. We've got some of our portfolio in Denton County, so I don't know yet. I'm flying a little bit blind there, so I had to do estimates for any houses in that county. What do I think they're going to do? How do I get there? Well, again, running comps on sales to see what the market has done in the past year, to get an idea for where the tax appraisal district may take my property. Kind of gives me a worst case scenario, and insurance as well. Those are the two fixed costs that are not entirely fixed. They do change over time. So if you don't already know what those are going to be, create an estimate so you can know how much of the rent increase do I need to push through in order to help me absorb those increases. And you can explain that. So what you're going to do is figure that out and then just send a simple email. This is what we did on the road. 7 properties, run the comps, take a look. And if you don't have access to comps, by the way, we have a great program at Lifestyles called Quest, which allows you to go in and look at 2 things. Sales comps, if you're trying to figure out that market value, and which is also important when you go down to do your protest, as well as lease comps, which again gives me an idea of the market so that I know what kind of wiggle room I have if I do want to take that rent up, $25, $50, $100, whatever that is. And as you estimate those tax insurance increases, you can factor those in. Send an email then to your resident and say, hey, here's my offer. You may put as a foundation as to the increase, those taxes, those insurance, we know they're up. And then remind them of the notification timeline. It's going to be in your lease. Is it 45 days? Is it 60 days before lease end that they need to give you notice if they want to terminate? Right? Just give them a reminder so they understand, hey, it's coming up pretty quick. Make a decision. And of course, hey, maybe you want to go month to month. Maybe you want to go month to month at a markup. Here's the rent. Here's the proposed rent for the coming 12 months, $1,600, if you sign a 12-month renewal with me. If you want to go month to month, It's going to be $100 on top, $150. What are you comfortable with there? But do a markup, because you get into a little bit of uncertainty if you now no longer know exactly when they're going to vacate the property. A lot of residents that I've talked with are trying to buy a house. One has. They're moving out. Hey, good for them. It's hard to find a property to buy right now. On the market, retail, as part of the MLS, which is one of the reasons why we buy off market when we look for those distressed deals. But we do have residents that are taking advantage of the fact that the interest rates are as low as they are. And they're buying. But the timing is always an issue. So it is a good time to go month to month for them. Get a little bit extra cash in your pocket to cover that turn and give them that flexibility. Not a problem. So that's the renewal season. Now, I will tell you, as you take down new properties, maybe you take down a property August, September, October, you're looking at that lease. If you do a 12-month lease, where does that put you? August, September, October, November, maybe a less than ideal renewal window. Now, we're always going to rent our properties. We've done lease-ups in September, in November, in January. It's not a problem. Maybe a little bit slower those times of year. So we try to align our leases to this same spring window, April, May, June. How do you do that? Well, you could do a shorter lease. You could do month to month. If you're worried about COVID still, maybe that's the solution. If you're worried about the eviction moratoria that are still out there, maybe month to month is the way to go. But we align that lease then, that initial lease term, so that it ends in April, May, June. Maybe that's an 18-month lease to get it to line up. Not a problem. Most folks are happy to lock in that rent for a little bit longer. So that's the lease renewal season. That's a big part of what we did while we were traveling, when we did anything aside from hike and watch the animals. We saw a badger as we were leaving Big Bend, a badger chasing a coyote across the road in front of us, had hit the brakes, pulling the big RV bunker behind me. Just crazy. So that's one thing. The other thing that is big on our radar right now is that tax valuation protest process. And this is a process. And I'm going to open with a letter I got from one of the counties. It says the real estate market in our county is very strong and continues to grow at a record rate. Low interest rates, availability of land for development, remote work, and quality schools have driven demand for property in our county to an all-time high. Meanwhile, high construction material costs and other pandemic-related supply issues have held residential inventory to a relatively low level. These intersecting market forces result in an increase in the price at which property sells, i.e., increase in market value. They took me up 100%. Do you think I'm going to protest that one? Oh, yeah. That was the first one I looked at, and we have a lot of good market comps out there to argue a reduction in that valuation. Now, here are a couple of key dates that you need to remember when it comes to the filing deadline. So statewide, the deadline to file your protest is May 15th in a normal year. Well, May 15th this year is a Saturday, so that's going to push it to May 17th. You may have already gotten your letter from one of your appraisal districts, and it says May 17th. Well, that's why it's a little bit later this year. Or if not May 17th, then it is 30 days after the notice was issued to you. Like I mentioned, Denton County has not yet given me my notices. If they send it tomorrow, well, then I have 30 days from tomorrow to get that protest filed. Now, that doesn't mean we're resolving the whole issue. We're just filing that protest. It's easy enough to do yourself. Now, again, talking about process, stepping away from processes, if you do want to hand this out or hand this off to somebody, there are a lot of great companies out there that you can hire that will protest on your behalf. And again, if you are a member at Lifestyles, go out to the Vendor Hub. We've got some out there for you to tap into and engage to do this for you. I do want to warn you, there are some companies out there that will just take a flat fee. Don't use those guys. You want to hire somebody that's going to do it on a contingency basis only, because if they don't perform and get your value lowered, you don't want to pay them. And the guys we have are on a contingency basis. So again, it's easy enough to do it yourself, though. We could have done this on the road. We're home now. We'll do it from here. But go online. Start that process there. For Tarrant County, for example, it's very easy to push a button, say, hey, I dispute this, and they'll give you an immediate reply if there's a change. Well, if you agree with it, great. If not, then you go ahead and file online, and you'll get a reply. If you agree with that, great. If not, decline. Plan to go to the ARB, which is the Appraisal Review Board. Now, I just want you to know those deadlines, because they are looming here in a couple of weeks for some of us, maybe a little bit farther out. We'll get into more detail in a future show about protesting those tax appraised values. Very, very important to protect your cash flow, and you can do that from afar as well. Again, we just wrapped up a 1,400-mile trip managing the portfolio from the road. Easy peasy. You can do it too. If you want to learn more, go to lifestylesunlimited.com and be sure to check out wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. Promo code Andy, A-N-D-Y, all caps, for a discount. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.